Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Headline, accidental contamination of vaccine with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. Baxter product contained live bird flu virus. Headline, the Canadian Press in the Toronto Sun. We're going to go over this more after Dr. Paul Kirk Roberts leaves us in about 30 minutes. I want to get this clear. A lot of people have criticized me for not getting more into bird flu here on the show. Because you'll see all these mainstream news articles with headlines like, scientist says billions will die from bird flu. You know, we've seen that headline from all these scientists. And then you look at bird flu, it's very hard for humans to get it. When humans do get it, it's normally around fowl. It's around geese that are in, penned-in areas. It is around chickens. It's around ducks. And it's killed hundreds and hundreds of people. And the media kept hyping it. Why? 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 And then a lot of researchers began looking at the different mutations of it and appeared as if not just bird flu, different variants of it, but also SARS has been biologically manipulated artificially. So, yes, bird flu itself in its current form has been hyped, but mixing it with thousands and thousands of ampules of vaccine with other live viruses, other regular flu viruses, is the perfect way. I'm reading what scientists and doctors are saying in the mainstream news is the perfect way for it to mutate into a airborne, stronger variety of the bird flu. And look, folks, this is only one issue of many. They keep all these genetic engineering facilities going where they're cross-species splicing humans and cows and humans and pigs and humans and spiders and goats and spiders and jellyfish with monkeys. If you don't believe me, just Google it. It's mainstream news. And I've had top genetic engineers on. Top. They say it gives rise to superviruses and mutations of bacteria and microplasms, and that it's already caused problems, and genetically engineered crops that are cross-species chimeras are already jumping into other varieties of plant life that they're related to in open air. And there's been German studies and Chinese studies and British studies where they find the honeybees that are dying off en masse are eating the BT corn because the corn grows a natural pesticide inside of it. They just boost it several thousand times with a fungus pesticide that is produced by the plant itself by genetic engineering. So you're not just eating corn. You're eating corn that's now part of a toxic fungus. And so it's in the pollen and kills the bees. It's meant so other animals can't eat it. It's meant so other bugs. I mean, it just goes on and on. Texas company Protegen. Open air plants, hundreds of varieties of pharmacological corn. Amongst them that have the HIV virus shell, where the plant grew the basic virus makeup so it could be extracted for research. That was 6 years ago. They had guys in spacesuits in the Dakotas and Texas, literally helicopters and guys in spacesuits, burning and destroying the fields. What are these people doing? What is going on? This is not an X-Files episode. This is the real world. And my whole point is that the elites have said on record they want to get rid of 80% of us, and there's no way this company... I'm not saying the company itself may have done this. Maybe somebody inside the company, and that's in the major mainstream news. They're saying there's no way you can ship out the virus by accident, have it put in these vaccines, all these different plants, have it mixed just right with other live, regular variants of human flu, and then send this out unradiated. And we're trying to track down where all it went, whether it's been shipped out. We're going to continue to track this as it develops. In fact, guys, keep Googling for me during the breaks and printing me articles. Just because new mainstream articles are coming out every hour. Google accidental bird flu contamination. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right. I'm going to get a medical doctor on the last 30 minutes of the show today to talk about the connections to vaccines and massive outbreaks like the swine flu epidemic, where they admit the vaccine killed tens of thousands, and how that ties in with accidental contamination of vaccine with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. That's coming up in about 30 minutes after Dr. Paul Craig Roberts leaves us. I wanted to get him on because, you know, he said that morally we had to vote against John McCain to repudiate George W. Bush and the secret police, the secret arrests, the secret camps, the tripling the size of the government, the lying about WMDs, the million-plus dead Iraqis, John Yoo saying they're above the law. Now more memos have come out where you wanted, in the White House, the Attorney General wanted to suspend free speech. It's now mainstream news that they wanted to be dictators, that they said they were dictators above Congress. And Barack Obama hasn't rescinded PDD 51. He's expanding this, announcing troops to be on the streets of America. And so Dr. Roberts, I really respect him. He's come out. And I'm not saying we could vote for McCain either. I just knew they were both evil. He's come out and said, looks like Obama is going to be worse on the economy, on liberties, on everything. But now, if you go to the bookstore or in businesses around Austin, it's like we live in Mao Zedong land. There's pictures of him everywhere. People, like little shrines to Obama. You go in bookstores or just books and, I mean, whole sections and people just worshiping. We're getting death threats from Obama supporters and people coming on the message boards and attacking us and flipping out and saying we're racist or we're George Bush supporters and we want to hurt America. And so what if they're keeping the troops in Iraq? That's setting the table for this cult-like movement as Wall Street completely loots the daylights out of us. Dr. Paul Greg Roberts is a best-selling author, former editor of the Wall Street Journal. He also, of course, was the father of Reaganomics, head of policy at the Treasury during the biggest boom this country's seen in the last century. We appreciate you coming on the show, sir.
Sure, Alex.
Okay, Barack Obama, what do you think of him now, and what's going on with the economy?
The economy, nothing good is going on with the economy, and they certainly don't have their finger on what's wrong, so whatever they're doing is not helping, it's hurting. Obama, I think, is out to lunch. That's predictable given the choice of advisors, and given the choice of advisors, I suppose it's predictable given the three powerful interest groups that control the government, the Israel lobby, the financial sector, and the military security complex. So whatever we think of Obama, we'll have to do whatever we can to hold them accountable, like we did with Bush and Cheney and the Republicans. So I don't really think the United States is going to get good leadership. Voting doesn't produce it. All the voters can really do is repudiate each group that does them in. And I think they'll just keep having to repudiate. This cult of Obama, I don't think it'll last long because the unemployment's mounting. It looks like the war just changes from Iraq to Afghanistan, and it looks like the same vested interests prevail. So I think that cult will wear out. I think people were very happy, particularly those on the left side of the spectrum, progressive, that a partially black guy could get elected, because I think it made them feel like racism and all that was over with. But, of course, that's not the issue we face. We face the issue of the police state, the collapsing economy, and endless war. And so the cult on Obama is sort of based on the defeat of racism. And that is worth something, but it's not the problem that people are facing now. So I think it won't last long.
Yeah, for the first few weeks of the Obama presidency, white folks, black folks, they were just walking. You could see it walking around so happy, like the world was saved. Everything was going to be okay. We were going into this crisis, but he was going to fix it. And it does show the reality that most Americans, whether they be black or white, don't harbor bad feelings towards the other race. Most people are a little paranoid, thinking maybe that person doesn't like me. But past that, I really don't see a lot of racism or ever really hear it or, you know, deal with it. In fact, I found the opposite. Most folks kind of like people that look different and talk different and act different because it's you know, somewhat exotic is actually what I found in life. But, you know, past that, it is going to be such a sad thing as his minions, black, white, it doesn't matter, find out he's a betrayer. And in an article you wrote titled A Banana Republic by 2012, you said that Obama has presented the most irresponsible budget in U.S. history. I mean, how is he calling this change when Bush triples the size of the government and Obama, in a month in, is talking basically almost about doubling it? So I guess that means in 8 years he would increase it by eight times. I mean, how is that change in stopping the, what's he call it, special interest when he is the special interest president?
Yeah, well, it's not. The real question that I keep bringing up over and over is how they're going to finance these deficits, because they've reached the level that are unprecedented. Obama's budget, first budget, which is for the fiscal year 2010, which starts in October, is 50% red ink. Now, that's World War II levels of deficit. And, of course, we had quite a different economy at that time, stronger. So how long can a government finance half of its current operating cost by borrowing, particularly when the economy is in turmoil and unemployment's rising, people's wealth being wiped out, both real estate and equities? It's probably not something that they're going to be able to do. And so that itself will be some kind of a massive shock to the system. It's entirely possible. I read somewhere not long ago, a guy said, well, you know, when Abraham Lincoln was fighting the Civil War, he couldn't find a general. He kept working his way through general after general, and those relatively few poorly armed, poorly equipped Confederates were kicking his big army's butts over and over, and he finally found a general. So they say Obama will work through all his economic advisors till he finds out that he really doesn't have any, and then they'll have to look for a different approach. That could happen. It could also, if it does happen, it could happen too late to be able to rescue things. So I think that we're headed into a really serious situation that is not understood by the government or the economist, and that can get out of control. And right now they're trying to control it with massive spending and with restoring credit. They think if they give the banks enough money that the banks will start lending, and that's the problem. But of course, the people are so indebted they can't afford to borrow. So it doesn't really matter whether the banks can lend or not. So I just don't think they've got their finger on what the real problems are, and they don't have any solutions since they don't know what the problems are, and what they're doing is just adding more debt and more money into a system, and you can't cure a debt problem by creating more debt. So I think that they may be swept away. I don't really know, because the rest of the world is in a great deal of difficulty, too, and we don't get all that good of information. So it may just be relative. If everybody is as bad off as we are, we'll keep our relative position. On the other hand, if they're not as bad off, we could see quite a diminution in military and financial power.
Well, the Economist magazine, as I'm sure you saw, said that we're in a depression. Many others have said we've entered a depression. A, do you think we're entering a depression? And B, as we see Eastern Europe collapsing, Iceland collapsing, Latin American countries collapsing, Asian countries in trouble, it looks like this party is just getting started.
That's right. It does look that way. I think that we are in a depression. You know, the statistician John Williams measures the unemployment rate the way we measured it in 1980, before they fiddled with it so much. And he says if we use the measures of 1980, the official government measures used in 1980, the current rate of unemployment is 18%, not the 7.8 or 7.6 or whatever it is they report, but 18%. And so even if that's an exaggeration, it's not much of one. So I think we are at depression levels of unemployment, and I do not think they've got any solutions. The solutions that they're trying to use are solutions to a misdiagnosed illness. They haven't got the illness correctly diagnosed, so they can't produce a cure for it.
Well, Doctor, their solutions are taking $250 million of the money to offshore Cayman bank accounts, according to CBS News. So I think the solution is going quite nicely for them.
Well, the sharp people will always take advantage of a crisis to benefit themselves. And there's no doubt that is going on.
All right, stay there. I want to hear about where you see this going, sir, and more on Obama, because all these pundits and government people are saying now mainstream news are getting ready for military occupation. for riots. And does Dr. Roberts think we're going to have that here? How do we stop it?
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. Yes, they're after music.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Paul Craig Roberts, we link to his stories several times a week when he writes them for the Creator Syndicate. His new book has been out a few months, doing quite well, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. Okay, Doctor. I mean, how bad is this going to get? I mean, you've been there, you've been in government, you've been in the media, you've studied things, have a lot of wisdom and knowledge. Why is the media hyping troops on the streets, riots? It's like they're advertising that this is going to happen. Why do you think they're doing that, A, and B, do you think that will happen?
Well, I think the reason they're doing it is because the news is entertainment. You know, for the what they call the mainstream media, it's really entertainment, particularly the television. So, you know, people will watch it if they're talking about things like that. So I think that's why they're doing it. My own view is that there probably will be some riots due to the buildup of the unemployment rate and the continuing foreclosures, because they still haven't addressed the mortgage problem that people have. So I think, yes, there'll probably be some riots. There've already been riots in some European countries. As to whether or not they can use troops to prevent riots or try to occupy the United States, I don't think they can. The country's too big. They couldn't occupy Iraq or, for that matter, Baghdad with their entire army. So I don't think they can occupy the United States. Probably don't need to, because so many of the police departments have been militarized. And they are, in effect, equipped with military weapons. So I do think that the police will become a public enemy if we have these types of riots. And there'll probably be cases where, if we have the riots, that they'll have to introduce troops. I don't know exactly what effect that has on troops. I don't know whether they whether that hurts their self-esteem or makes them feel that they're really not defending the country. I don't know what the effect will be, and there'll be a certain risk to the
government.
That's
another question I have. The police and military are really reaching out to me right now, and they're really starting to wake up and realize how they've been militarized and twisted and, you know, turned into what they are today. What are they going to do when they're losing their houses? And I'm reading articles about firemen, police, city workers losing their houses, when grandma's losing it, when their children are losing it. I mean, more and more I see the police and military in the final equation siding with the people. We have 30-plus states moving towards sovereignty. Isn't that a direction towards solution? We may just have to have the states take the federal government back over and arrest these robber barons and set us back on the right course.
Well, a revolt, a revolution, that's what Thomas Jefferson said would be necessary. He said it would be necessary periodically. Alex, I don't know. You're asking questions that I have no way of knowing. But I think what we can say is the fact that there are some of these movements. I don't think the states are going to declare their sovereignty, but the fact that there are people pushing that and the fact that police and troops are being abandoned by their masters, these are a sign that the government's power may not be what the government thinks it is. And if there is any intelligence in Washington left, they might realize that and have to come to some better accommodation of the people, some different solution. Put some concern for the people's interest in what they do, which they don't do now. So in that sense, these are hopeful signs. On the other hand, the more the police lose their jobs, the more threatened their livelihood becomes. It's possible they will hold on tighter and tighter to their master's skirts in order to have some resources. You can't predict it, but I do think that this type of turmoil is not generally conducive to the power of government.
Dr. Roberts, I know you're a busy man. Can I hold you for 5 minutes on the other side just to spend 5 minutes on what you would do as the former head of policy at the Treasury, the guy that really ran the financial policy for many years in Washington, at least on the Treasury side? Can we hold you over and then just briefly give us a summation of what you would be doing right now?
Right. Okay, fine.
Okay, stay there, sir. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor of Wall Street Journal, former head of policy department of Treasury, best-selling author and syndicated columnist. I'm Alex Jones. My website's InfoWars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? That's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our
All right, we're back live. I'm going to open the phones up for callers with that first hour news I reported on, accidental contamination of vaccine, live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. Then they accidentally didn't radiate it when they shipped it out, too, so it'd be live. Thank God a subcontractor tested it on ferrets. Because if they ferrets get sick, it means they didn't radiate it. But instead, the ferrets died, and they said, oh, my gosh. But it's all an accident. The government loves you, folks. They're just gearing up for martial law under the excuse of bird flu. Again, just be sure and take all your shots. So that's coming up at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, finishing up, what would you be doing right now? I mean, some have said it's too late, it's irreversible now, to stop the total implosion. But what would you be doing if you were Treasury Secretary right now and you had control of the private Federal Reserve? What would you be doing to try to reverse this?
Okay. I think that it could be done. The first thing I would do is suspend the mark-to-market rule, because the mark-to-market rule requires that financial institutions keep their assets on their books at current market value. And because the current market value of these various derivatives and mortgage-backed securities is not known, nobody will touch them, and therefore they have a price that's close to zero. And that's an unrealistic price, but if you have to mark your assets down so much, you're insolvent because your liabilities exceed your assets. So I would suspend that rule and let them keep their assets at book value until the values become known, and then they could write them off over time. I would imagine that no more than a quarter of them are bad, and yet Merrill Lynch had to sell theirs at 22 cents on the dollar, and that was ridiculous because we don't have 78% of the mortgages bad. So that's the first thing I would do. The next thing I would do is I would restore the uptick rule. The uptick rule prevents speculators from ganging up on stocks and driving them down and making themselves rich by destroying a company's capitalization. The uptick rule says you can't short a stock unless it previously moved up.
Sir, is one of the main mechanisms for that naked shorting?
That is also part of this terrible destruction of the equity position of companies so that they can't borrow because they don't have any equity left. Like General Motors equity the other day went down below $1 billion. This is an absurdity. So, yes, they suspended that rule only a few years ago. They should never have done that. So they have to bring back the uptick rule to stop short sellers from destroying the values of companies' assets. I think they should also then make it strictly illegal to speculate against national currencies because, again, that's what destroyed Iceland and which has some of the Eastern European countries now in grave trouble. So they should just say that that's strictly illegal and you'll be immediately arrested. Those actions would put a lot of stability into the market, and with the money that they've appropriated, I would address the refinancing of the individual's mortgages. I would, if you stop the failures of the individual owners of the houses, that stops the foreclosures. That then would stop the threat to the mortgage-backed derivative assets. So the money should be used to go in, refinance the mortgages. If you have to, you write off some of them based on the new value of the houses. And that way you can restore stability at the homeowner's level, unless, of course, everybody keeps losing their jobs. But you can restore stability there without having to give these massive amounts of money to banks, which doesn't do any good at all. You have to give the money to banks because you have this mark-to-market rule and you let speculators drive down assets. But just stop that and use what money you have to restore the homeowner to make them, again, secure in their mortgages. And that then solves that problem. The greater problem, of course, is the unemployment, the mounting unemployment. And the real solution to that is to bring back all the offshore jobs that have moved offshore starting around 1990, 1995. It's been going on for more than a decade. And they've moved so many high-value-added, high-productive jobs offshore that this has affected the ability of the income, consumer incomes, to grow. And there's been no real income gains for people because the good jobs have been moved out. So what happened, they tried to maintain consumption by going deeper and deeper into debt. Since their incomes didn't go up, they kept their living standard.
So we need immediate tariffs. The problem is the economy's already plunging. We put those in, they're going to blame the plunging economy on the tariffs and remove them again. It's incredible.
Well, you just don't have to pay attention to what they say. You have to do what needs to be done. I think the tariffs might help. The better solution is that they abolish the corporate income tax and they tax corporations based on where they produce. So if most of the value added is in the United States, you have a low tax rate. If most of the value added is in China and the goods come back as imports, then you have high tax rates. And I think that would be acceptable with all of them.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Instead, they've paid incentives to make a move offshore. I mean, that's lunacy.
It's lunacy. See, much of the trouble is due to hubris. It's due to the Americans being used to being on top of the world for so long, kind of like the Romans. They were on top for so long, they got so full of hubris, they weren't able to deal with the challenges when they showed up. And I think that's the part of the problem that we have. The Americans are so used to being the macho hegemon, the salt of the earth, the tough guy, and having their way, that they don't understand when problems come that they can be serious and can undo you. They're just used to surviving and ruling. And I think that hubris is very much present in Washington, and it attracts people of that bent, and that is part of the problem. So
I agree with you. I think imperial hubris is the heart of it, because they all get up there together, and I watch the body language of the Bush people and now the Obama people and Geithner and you know, arrogant Bernanke and all of them, and they are just relishing this. They're laughing, they're giggling. Barney Frank at one bill signing had to walk up and tell the Congress people, hey, this is supposed to be solemn. And it's a big joke to them, because like a giant, you know, hedge fund, they're out running around really shorting the market itself by bad-mouthing everything, driving it down, buying it up. I mean, Citibank is down to a dollar right now with all of its assets. That's a joke.
That's a joke, and it's so irresponsible for the government to let that happen, and for the free market ideologues to claim that the speculation is good and that there shouldn't be any regulation, and that will destroy forever. The consequences will destroy forever the credibility of free market economics. And
yeah, they're blaming it on that. And this is my last question. You were at Treasury. You know, you ran policy. And when I see Barack Obama and Geithner and Democratic congressmen, it's a talking point, say, and I'm not getting into partisanship, Bush was just as much involved as anybody, but I know it was Lawrence Summers and Geithner and all these guys that changed the rules, lobbied for them during the Clinton administration to do all this, and then they go on TV 24/7 and say, the free market did this, now we need more regulation, which is actually less regulation on them, when they're the literal architects of it. It's just too rich.
Yes, Hank Paulson was responsible for a lot of it. Yes, it is. It is rich, and you could say they're covering for their buddies who are cleaning up speculating by destroying everything. Or you could say that they're just full of hubris and stupid. And I've known a few of them, not all of them, and I'm not impressed with their intelligence. They think in very sort of prescribed and traditional ways, and so that's why they think that this is simply a credit problem. This is a problem that can be solved by the government spending enough money and by getting the banks to lend. And of course, the problems are entirely different and are not addressed by what they're trying to do. So it's going to get away from them. I don't see. I mean, there can be some bottom bouncing, and it can look like recoveries, and stocks can move up. But since they have not diagnosed the problems, they're not dealing with them, and because their polluted assets have polluted the rest of the world, this is likely to get away from them and to be a very serious thing, something much
worse than the Great Depression. Now, in closing, how bad will it get if it's, I mean, what is worse than the Great Depression, and what do you call what's here or what's coming? Hyperstagflation? Because you have a depression in the real economy, but then more and more economists are saying it's going to overheat in the next year with just super you know, high inflation. So in closing, we appreciate all your time, sir. Dr. Paul Greg Roberts joining us. How bad will it get, and what is worse than the Great Depression? And
well, in the Great Depression, the industry was still there. So and the Great Depression was caused by monetary contraction. They let the money supply shrink. That's not the problem that we're having now. So the Great Depression was easier to deal with, and the factories were still there. Now the factories are offshore. This is not caused by monetary contraction, so it can't get cured that way. And the real question is how they finance these massive deficits. If they're able to finance them without printing money, then we won't have to worry about the inflation. But if they can't finance them without printing money, then you'll have the possibility of people out of work and prices rising. Now, that's worse than being out of work and prices falling, like in the Depression, or staying the same. See, during the Great Depression, people weren't faced simultaneously with inflation.
But they were in Germany.
If you're faced, well, I'm talking about the United States.
No, I understand.
Weimar Germany resulted from the printing of money.
Sure.
For the government to pay all its bills under the Versailles Treaty and all the reparations.
Yeah, so that's what I was getting at. So it's going to be more like Germany?
If they have to print money on the massive scales of these deficits, you could see substantial inflation while people are out of work. And
wow,
that then would really be, that is a really, in other words, they're being hit both ends. They got no jobs, no income, and prices are going up. So this is a danger. I don't know that it'll happen, but if they cannot finance those deficits other than by printing money, then I don't see how it can be avoided.
And Hillary's running around begging.
What's that?
Hillary's running around begging countries to keep buying the Treasury bills.
Yes. Well, even if they do, they can't buy them in these quantities. See, what they buy Treasury bills with their trade surpluses. And so their trade surpluses are not $1.75 trillion. They can finance Bush's 2008 budget deficit of $450 billion. But they can't finance the 2010 deficit of $2
trillion. So what's going
to
happen?
They may not even be able to finance this year's. I don't know what the deficit's going to be. They say it's going to be $1.2 trillion. It's probably going to be $1.5.
So what happens if they can't finance it?
That's the question. Then the Treasury, when it tries to sell its bonds, then the Fed has to buy them. And then the Fed pays for them by giving the Treasury demand deposits. So the Treasury starts writing checks, and that's like printing money. And it on the other hand, you see, if the economic turmoil is destroying the value of assets, then the printing of money doesn't cause inflation. It just sort of cushions the fall. In other words, if the housing prices just keep falling and the Treasury is printing money, then it's very hard to drive them up. And if consumer prices are falling because consumer incomes are falling and they're buying less, then so you could have a... It depends on how long they have these massive deficits and how long they finance them by printing money. If it becomes, you know, a multi-year thing, the chances of the high inflation are greater than if it's a short-term thing happening while other prices are falling, because the money that comes in would just be offsetting the falling values. You see what I'm saying?
Rather than pushing them higher. Oh, I understand. It's amazing.
It's amazing, but I don't know exactly what mix of this will prevail. All I know, Alex, is that they're not thinking about it in Washington. They're not addressing this issue because they think it's a credit problem and just a question of government spending.
So either way you cut it, it's wrong-headed leadership, and it's several different goblets of poison that we're all having to drink from, And the question is, which, you know, which poison will it be? One makes you really sick, one kills you. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you for spending so much time with us, and have a great weekend that's coming up.
Well, thank you, Alex, and thank you for sharing your audience.
Oh, thank you for spending time with us. Take care. There goes Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Okay, I'm going to take your calls in this next segment. The segment after that, we got a guest coming on, but we'll take calls throughout that. Very informative guest on a host of subjects. And then I do have a medical doctor coming up the last 40 minutes of the show today to talk about this bird flu situation. I'm sure listeners want to talk about that. I hope you do when we go to your calls here, Derek and Mark and Tito and Rob and Maria and others. Accidental contamination of vaccines with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. This is probably the most important story I've ever covered. I mean, it's just, it's so incredible how they did this and how they shipped it, which is unbelievable. Then how in a bioweapons lab they accidentally mix it in, you know, not a bioweapon lab, it's a regular lab now doing this, and then how they don't irradiate it when they ship it out. I mean, this is just off the charts insane. Your call straight ahead. I'm going to continue to cover this throughout the rest of the show and a lot of other economic news as well.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Two minutes.
many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we want to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Back live. Thank you for joining us. Wide open phones. The next hour and a half, we've got a guest coming up, and we'll be discussing this issue and others. Accidental contamination of vaccines with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Derek in Minnesota, you're on the air. Derek, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Just a word of encouragement to you. You know, you're doing a great thing, just making people aware. I'd like to just share a strategy with you and the American people to just stay out of the fear-based mode, because the fear, you know, can really cripple you. And
no, we shouldn't be in fear. We should be afraid of not taking action and then become empowered so that this bad stuff doesn't happen.
Exactly. And with no matter what the boogeyman is, okay, in our brief time here on Earth, bird flu, pandemic, pestilence, famine, cancer, heart attack, car wreck, whatever it is. If we are spiritually centered and realize that we are one with the Creator, we have absolutely nothing to fear with what this world, what goes on in this world.
I agree with you, but we have a military-industrial complex that's been caught poisoning food, water, vaccines, medicine. We know it's eugenics. And as more and more of this comes out with Bayer shipping out, you know, HIV-filled factor 8 to people, not getting in trouble with companies, you know, shipping killer bird flu around and mixing it with vaccines, we have to identify who these people are and stop them, because, you know, we need civilization to continue on.
Exactly. And to go about that process without a smidgen of fear, realizing that we are eternal creatures and that we do our work. And we go about our lives and we laugh, because it's important to keep a sense of humor about this.
We laugh, we play, we struggle, we cry, we
exactly,
everything.
Exactly. And, you know, just the people, there's legions of people that know and identify with their God-given rights to self-determination, sovereignty, the self-sovereignty, the pursuit of happiness. And there's literally legions of people that are just pushed to the edge, and it is reaching, it's reaching that point where it's getting grim.
I hear you. We're out of time for this hour. Thanks, Derek. Back in 70 seconds. We'll go live at 8 after at PrisonPlanet.tv for the last hour and 52 minutes. Mark and others, stay with us. We'll be right back and go to your calls. Don't forget, the Obama Deception is on sale now. It's only 9 days till it's released.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.